Leviticus chapter 24. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Outside the veil of the testimony, in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening to the morning before Yahweh continually, a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before Yahweh continually. And you shall take fine flour and bake 12 cakes of it. 2 tenths deals shall be in one cake. And you shall set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before Yahweh. And you shall put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before Yahweh continually, from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place. For it is most holy to him of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire by a perpetual statute. And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel. And this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name and cursed. And they brought him to Moses. And his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Debri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward, that the mind of Yahweh might be showed them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Bring forth him that has cursed outside the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregations stone him. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curses his Elohim shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemes the name, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land. When he blasphemes the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death. And he that kills any man shall surely be put to death. And he that kills a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. And if a man causes a blemish in his neighbor, as he has done, so it shall be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him. And he that kills a beast, he shall restore it. And he that kills a man, he shall be put to death. You shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger as for one of your own country. For I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel that they should bring forth him that had cursed outside the camp and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as Yahweh commanded Moses. End of chapter.